Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this call. Just want to give you a couple of reminders about upcoming events. We've got the October 7th, which is the next Power Up event down in Orlando, and the Underwoods are hosting that event. And on January 20th, we'll have our Team Glacken Leadership Summit to kick off the new year. I think we've talked a lot about events on these calls, and so I'm not going to harp on it too much this morning, but events are really the critical key for getting your business moving. It gives you an opportunity to pull people together to see a larger vision of Shackley, to see all the different types of people who are involved in Shackley. But the meetings are really designed for your new people to get motivated, to get inspired, to capture that big vision. And so the meetings, yes, they're great for us because it always stokes that fire, but it's really designed for our new people. And so you want to look at who can you get to these events. And really, when you build your business from event to event and you're always bringing new people, what you'll have is massive growth. And I'm going to just give one example. I used to go to Gary Burke's leadership summits in January out in Chicago. And this is back when I was first starting my business. And Gary Burke is a presidential master coordinator. And every event, I would always try to double the number of people that I had brought to the previous event. So the first event I went to, I had 3 people. The second event, we had 8, actually. And so it was just, you know, trying to keep doubling the numbers. And so as the year would roll on, and that was just one big event that I was looking for. And so as the year would roll on, I was always thinking, who am I inviting, who am I inviting? And I was always looking to, obviously, enlarge the number of people going. I knew if they went that they would get inspired and motivated and that they would walk away with a bigger picture of their business. And that was one of the keys to the growth in my business. It's the same thing with our global conferences. It's the same thing with all of the different events. You want to keep looking at how many people are you bringing and constantly adding to that. Now, on that note, I just want to give some folks a reminder of some of the different places that I'm going to be, because you can invite people to any event that I do. You can invite people to any event that Tony and Debbie Underwood are doing or any of the events that the Cashes are doing. Any of the leadership in our organization, the meetings are open for you to be able to invite people. And so I'm going to be speaking up in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, on October 13th and 14th, and so that's a big event. That's an open event. I'm also going to be out in San Francisco at the home office twice in the month of October. I'm going to be there from the 8th through the 11th, and then I'll be back the following week, which is the 17th through the 21st. Now, I've got responsibilities while I'm out there, but if you've got people that could come to the home office and that would want to meet, I can definitely do meetings while I'm there at the home office. I can duck out and grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, do something so I can sit down with any of your prospects that are in those areas. I'm also going to be in Nebraska next week, so I'll be in Lincoln doing meetings the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And so those are just a couple of the things that are upcoming. And so just think in your head, who do you know that might be in those areas that you could get to an event? Now, I wanted to talk today about success. I've been having lots of conversations with people on the team about, you know, what makes good habits? What are some of the things that we need to do to really drive our business forward and to have the success that we're trying to have? And I really think success breeds success. So as you have successes in your business, as you sponsor more people, as you have people promote to director, as you change ranks, that success really does breed success. Kind of the same thing like when you go on a trip. You earn a Shackley trip, and then you want to earn the next trip, and you want to earn the trip after that. And you find that as you earn trips, the people on your team want to earn trips. And so it's that whole cycle that has to happen. So we've got to get our head in the right place to have the success that we're trying to have. And so we've got to look at our daily habits, and that's probably the first place that I always start at is looking at my daily habits. Are my habits setting me up for success, or are they setting me up for failure? And maybe failure might not be the word you want to use, but maybe challenges. You know, are your daily habits setting you up for success or for challenges in your business? And so I was reading a book, and it's actually been on my bookshelf for years, and it was The 7 Daily Habits of Exceptionally Successful People. And, you know, the first daily habit is to plan each day with purpose and action. And you want to think about this because not every one of us plans our Shackley days. You know, if you went to a corporate job, you would plan it, and you probably would be forced to because your bosses would require it. But in Shackley, because we own our own business and we motivate ourselves, we don't always plan out our day, our week, our month, our year. And you always hear me talk as we get closer to the end of the year, we talk about, you know, planning for the new year and looking at what type of goals we want to have by the end of the year. Well, at this point in the year, we're rolling into the end of September here. We'll be looking at October, November, and December, the last 3 months of the year. And so we talk about 90-day plans quite a bit, that you can have 4 90-day plans in a year to really reach those goals that you set for yourself. So what goals did you set for yourself for 2017? Have you met them? Have you been achieving them? And if you haven't, why not? What are the things that we need to do? And a piece of it could be the planning piece. you know, if you just want to think about corporate America, just the average person that's out there, Sunday night gets a really bad rap because it means having to face another week, and a lot of people don't like to face another week. There are people who actually cry on Sunday evenings and get really depressed because they don't want to go into their work week. Well, when we own a Shackley business, there's a lot of excitement around that, especially when Shackley becomes the income level that you want it to be, and it really adds and enhances to your life. And so when you get to that place that you can look at the lifestyle part, then, of course, you know, every day is a wonderful day because you're not trying to, you know, go into the corporate world, or you don't have to go to a job that maybe you don't like, or, you know, work with people that you don't enjoy. But when you're looking at, you know, what the normal person does on a daily basis, they get up and they go into that week and they don't like going into the week. It's like getting on that same treadmill and spinning the wheel once again. But successful people really do. They plan their days. They plan their days, they plan their week, they plan their month, and even plan Sundays. You know, they plan things differently. They want to have purpose. They want to have meaning. I've been to a lot of Tony Robbins events, and Tony Robbins always talks about taking action, and that it's really important to take action with a higher degree of purpose, because you have to know the end result. You have to know where you're going. Otherwise, if you just have a to-do list of a bunch of things that you want to just check off that have nothing that's guiding you forward towards the direction you're trying to go in, it's a waste of time. And so, Look at your big picture goals. What are you trying to achieve in your Shackley business? And then do you have a plan of action to get there? And then, of course, chunking that plan of action down into smaller chunks so that you know what you need to do on a daily basis. If you say, for example, that you want to get to executive coordinator, and let's just say you're a senior coordinator right now, and you want to get to executive coordinator, what's that jump in volume? Well, you need about 10,000 more in volume, depending on where you're at. If you're truly at that senior coordinator level and you've got the 10,000 with two legs, then you need to get to 20,000 with three legs. Okay, so it's just knowing what the numbers are. And then you want to set a timeline for yourself. When do you want that to happen by? And of course, we talk a lot about SMART goals and making sure that it's something that's attainable and that it really is measurable. And of course, going from senior coordinator to executive coordinator is very measurable, very attainable. And you just have to figure out your timeline. So if you say that you want to do that in a month's time, well, that might be a big stretch. Maybe not. You know, it depends on what you've got going on in the organization, how many new people you have coming on board, and what type of activity you're doing. But if you don't have enough activity, then you've got to change either your deadline for when you want to make it happen, or you've got to increase your activity level. When you're looking to find that other leg, you've got to find a strong person who's going to want to build something of significance. And so that's typically not the only, you know, the first person that buys a success pack. You know, it usually takes about six people to buy into building a business. It usually takes about six people to buy into building a business to find one who's truly going to do it. So when you think about that, six to find one. So you've got to go out and enroll six people with the success packs, get them started, get working on their list of names, get in front of their people, and you'll find one that could be a strong leg. So if you're trying to do that in a short time frame, if you're trying to get, if you're trying to get from senior coordinator to executive coordinator in a month's time, well, that's going to be a lot of activity to find those six people and to get the action in place and to be working with the people that you need to work with to get in front of all the new folks that are going to be coming onto the team. So it's strategy. It's about thinking it through. It's about planning it out. It's about, you know, getting that action plan in place so you know what you're doing on a daily basis, how many reach outs you're doing, how many appointments you're doing, who you're talking to. And I'm sure that all makes sense, as I'm talking it through here, you're probably like, yes, 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 of course you would do those things, but are we doing them? Are we taking the time to sit down and plan it out? So plan each day with purpose and action. The second daily habit of exceptionally successful people is to step outside of your comfort zone. Successful people really thrive when they're stretched beyond what they think they can handle. And you know people like that. We always say invite busy people into your Shackley business because busy people can get stuff done. They're busy. They're always getting stuff done. They're adding more to their plate. And, you know, successful people are always pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and they don't settle. They don't settle for less than what they can accomplish. And I think sometimes in a Shackley business, we can settle. And I'll give you a great example. Settling would be hitting just 2,000 in volume. So 2,000 is the bare minimum for a director. And if you are okay with hitting that, you've probably settled. Because why would we ever want to stop ourselves from going out and sharing Shackley with more people, improving our customer base, increasing our customer base, finding more and more people that we could change lives? When you look at what the Shackley products do, And there are dramatic things that these Shaklee products do to people's health on a daily basis. And it's hundreds of thousands of people all over the country and all over the world who have had their lives truly changed from a health perspective because of these products. Why would we want to hold that back from anybody? Why would we want to do just 2,000? Why wouldn't we be doing 10, 20, 30,000 in volume? Now, when I say some of those numbers, you might be thinking, well, gosh, shouldn't you have a bunch of directors in there? And absolutely you should. So, yes, we'd be promoting lots and lots of people if we were doing 10, 20, 30,000 in volume. Last month I did 20,000 in personal group volume. It's 20,100 and some odd number. But I promoted two first-generation directors that month. So, yes, there, when you have higher volume, that gives you the room and the space to be promoting people, and you should have people who are getting, who are promoting when you're at those higher levels. But don't settle. Successful people never settle. But that means that we're going to have to step out of our comfort zone, and we're going to have to ask some questions. We're going to have to figure things out. So if you found that you've been hitting that 2,000 and you're going, gosh, why do I just settle for 2,000? Why do I do that? You may want to spend time on the why, or you may just want to get into action and move through it. I think sometimes we also spend a lot of time, you know, sitting around thinking about, well, why do I do that? And we analyze it and analyze it and analyze it instead of just getting into action. I had a therapist years and years ago who said, just do it. And at the time, I couldn't really understand exactly what he was talking about. Everything that I would, you know, I would want to dissect and dive into different things and, you know, maybe from my past or from my dance world or whatever. And he'd always say, okay, it's great if you want to look at those things and you want to figure out the why. He said, but it's also really important to just get into action and just go out and make the change. Just behave differently. So if you want to behave like an executive coordinator, you've got to change your thinking so that your thinking says that you're an executive coordinator. So much so that if you get asked on a Shaklee stage what rank you are, that you would say executive coordinator because that's the only thing that's planted in your mind. There's actually some really funny videos of some different people who have really captured that vision of getting to the next rank, and they would be interviewed for something on Shaklee, either a Shaklee phone call or a Shaklee video, and they would be, when Shaklee would ask them, so what rank are you? And let's say they should say senior coordinator, they would be saying executive coordinator because they had wrapped their heads around it so much and they were so laser focused on that next goal that's what they were talking about and thinking about constantly. And so we have to get ourselves to that place. We've got to get ourselves to the place where we don't settle and where we're constantly moving out of our comfort zone into that next place that's really stretching us and pushing us. So a question I would just ask you to think about is how long have you been in your comfort zone? How long have you been hitting a number in volume that you're just hitting month after month? How many of you are sponsoring the same number of people month after month? Push yourself out of your comfort zone. Do something bigger, better, more for yourself so that you get the very best effort that you can personally give. So that when you put your head down on your pillow at night and you go to sleep and you close your eyes, that you know you gave the very best that you could for that day, for your goals, for your life, for your purpose, for your dreams. So the third daily habit of exceptionally successful people is to surround yourself with the right people. You know, some of the world's most amazing entrepreneurs, people like, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Richard Branson and even Mark Zuckerberg, they had a solid team around them from the very beginning. And they knew that their team was critical for their success, so they knew they had to have really good people around them. Well, when you collaborate with really awesome people, it allows you to refine your thinking and challenge yourself. But it doesn't just challenge you, you challenge the person. Hopefully you're sharpening each other, and you're challenging each other to be better versions of yourselves. Well, when you look at the people that are in your contact sphere, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, are they sharpening you? Are they making you a better person? Are they pushing you to step out of your comfort zone? Or are they saying, oh, it's okay to hit 2,000 this month? Or, oh, my gosh, you hit 2,000. Wow, that's awesome. And I'm not saying that it's not awesome to hit director, right? I'm not saying it's not awesome to get there. But are we pushing ourselves? Did we give the very best effort we possibly could to hit the 2,000? Or do we really not, and we just sort of scrape by our fingernails, and we have to sort of pat ourselves on the back because we scrape by with our fingernails? That's really not the type of accomplishment that we're talking about here. If you want to be successful and you want to be really enormously successful in your Shaklee business, you have to push yourself. You have to push yourself further, and when you surround yourself with the right people, that really helps us to do that. So think about, who are you spending your time with? Who is surrounding you? Who's encouraging you, uplifting you, and sharpening you? The next success tip or daily habit of successful people is to focus on the big picture. We talk all the time about having vision, having goals, having that big dream. Well, you have to do that, and really in any, it's not just in Shaklee, it's not just in the Shaklee world, it's in every part of our lives, that when you focus on the detail, it allows you to track results and make improvements based on facts, not guesswork. So you can look at, you know, all the little details, right? And it really helps to eliminate, like I said, the guesswork. But when we focus on all the minutiae and all the details, we get lost in the doing, and we forget about the building and the creating. And we have to build and create. We have to be in a creative space with where we want to go in our Shackley business to really reach those bigger goals, to build that huge organization. Now, I don't know how many of you went to our Presidential Master Uplines event at the Global Conference. She had a number of the master coordinators on her team. I think she has maybe 12 masters on her team. And she's actually a third generation. Her grandfather started the business. He passed it on to her parents, and now she's building the business. And she just let there's a panel of people that she was having just share information and just talk. And they, every single one of those master coordinators talked about vision, talked about dreaming, talked about creating something bigger than they could ever create. And our upline's name is Summer, and she was talking about how she would have never, you know, 10, 20 years ago been able to believe that she would sit in front of such a large organization and that she would have that many people on her team. So think about for yourself, how many master coordinators do you intend to have in your organization? What does a master coordinatorship really look like? It's at least 50 directors, and it's 100,000 in volume. So if you had a couple of those, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many you want to have, maybe you want 20, maybe you want 30, how many masters do you want on your team so that when you know, 5 years, 10 years down the road, when you're sitting at that meeting where you've got all your masters there and they're all sharing their success stories and they're sharing, you know, little tips of wisdom with your team, that you can say, I built this. I built this because I had vision. So the next success habit is that they get the job done. You know, it's human behavior to procrastinate, and so many people procrastinate. They really do. But high achievers have developed focus. They always are focused when it comes to getting things done. Sometimes they can be obsessed about it, and sometimes they make sacrifices that a lot of people aren't willing to make to get the job done, but they prioritize. They set aside the time to focus on their goals and to really focus on that vision building, the vision casting. And then one of the last tips, I've got two here, they refuse to take no for an answer. And I think this is a sticky one because in a Shackley business, we're talking to lots and lots of people, and there's times that we're going to get no's. And if we get a no, we don't want to badger somebody to death. But when we talk about not taking no for an answer, what I'm really talking about is don't take no to your dreams for an answer. Don't allow somebody else to determine or to steal your dream away from you. So if you get a lot of no's, if you get 20, 30 people saying no that they're not interested in the business, keep asking. There's going to be people out there who are interested in the business. All you have to do is go to a Shackley conference, go to any type of an event, and you see the room is packed with people. There are loads and loads of people who want exactly what we have to offer. We just have to go out and talk to people. So don't take no for an answer. Don't let somebody who says, no, I'm not interested in better health, or no, I'm not interested in better wealth, don't let that person determine your success. You can't say, oh, well, you know, that person said no, so I can't make it. I can't get to executive coordinator. I can't get to master. No, that's not true. There's other people out there. There's lots of other people out there. I know in my career over the years, I've had loads of people drop off. I've had a lot of directors, decide either life circumstances, you know, maybe they have a death in the family, maybe they have a move or they have a baby or something happens and they just decide they don't want to build a Shackley business anymore. Many times I could have thrown in the hat and said, you know, so-and-so quit, so I'm going to quit. Or, you know, so-and-so quit, so I can't reach my goals. I never did that, and because I didn't do that, and I kept looking for the next person, I kept looking, who's the next director on the team? Who's the next person we can work with? Because I kept doing that, what ended up happening was I built something of significance. Now, am I done building? Absolutely not. Am I where I want to be? Not yet. I have a lot more growth that I intend to do for a lot of different reasons. But I think it's really important that we look at, you know, where are we pouring in to our business? And if you don't take no for an answer, that means that you're going to reach your success no matter what. And then the last success tip here, the last daily habit of highly successful people, is never stop learning. You know, one of our greatest capabilities is the ability to learn, and really that urge to learn. A lot of us just want to, you know, soak up that information and get more information. But unfortunately, most of us stop actively learning once we stop going to school. And so, you know, you hear people talking Shackley all the time about personal development, and you hear us say, you know, readers are leaders and leaders are readers. It's because of the growth process. It's about the learning process. If you never learn new ideas, if you don't surround yourself with people who are challenging you to learn new ideas, if you're not discussing new things, you get stagnant. And we don't want to stagnate, especially if you want to be successful and be highly successful in the Shackley world. We can't stagnate. So we need to allow ourselves to push through. So sometimes it's comfort zone because it's comfortable maybe not to read, or it's comfortable to be stuck in some of the habits we've been in for however long we've been in them. But it's also really important to push through that, make some new habits that encourage learning. So we've got some folks on the team who've taken some different classes from different, whether it's business coaches or trainers or whatever. You know, going to a class, reading a book, watching a seminar, going to the GoPro event in November, you know, all of the different things that we can do to educate ourselves, to push ourselves further, to get a new idea that just might spark that one thing that we needed, that one little nugget so that we're going to, you know, get back on fire and get our business exactly where we want it to be. We've got to put ourselves in those learning situations. And so is it easy? Probably not, because once again, it's going to be getting out of the comfort zone. It's changing a habit. If we usually sit around on Saturday mornings, maybe we need to start picking up a book. Maybe we need to push ourselves and say every day we're going to read for 15 minutes on something that's new and different that we haven't thought of before. But we have to really do those types of things to grow. So, you know, these seven daily habits are nothing new. It's nothing that you probably haven't heard before, but it's just that reminder that we need to stay on top of what we're doing every day in order to have the success we're looking to have. So I'm going to run through these seven daily habits again. And once again, it's called the seven daily habits of exceptionally successful people. So plan each day with purpose and action. Step outside of your comfort zone. Surround yourself with the right people. Focus on the big picture. Get the job done. Refuse to take no for an answer. And never stop learning. So hopefully you get one nugget from today's call that's going to really help you in your business. I hope you have a fabulous Shackley day, a fabulous Shackley weekend, and we'll be here same time, same place next Saturday. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.